Hey there, horse lovers. I'm Coach Christy. Welcome to my podcast where I share with you the things that I'm discovering and learning about myself and horses on my horsemanship journey. Today, I want to talk to you about three things: how to use pressure in a way that promotes progress, how to move beyond pressure into pleasing communication, and the role that shenanigans play in our relationship. The first thing is, one of the most beautiful things that I come across with horse lovers all the time is that we're desperate to make sure that our horses are getting a good deal. We don't want to make it difficult or, you know, possibly unbearable for them to be partners with us. But oftentimes, with the people that I encounter anyway, horse lovers, right, is that in an effort to give our horses a good deal, we are at the same time coddling them and causing them to become complacent and or dull. And the way that that happens is by not using enough pressure to get them responsive. It's important to understand the nature of pressure. Pressure is supposed to be uncomfortable. If you are using pressure to teach your horse something, they should be visibly uncomfortable, right? They need to be bothered in order for them to look for a better way of doing something. So if you are using, you know, pressure, rhythmic or steady, any kind of it, if it's not visibly making them uncomfortable, you're not teaching them anything other than how to ignore you or that you are ineffective. Now, on the flip side of that, pressure isn't the goal. Pressure is what I use to teach my horse what my communication means. But if I use it effectively, I should get to a spot where I need it less and less and less. I have not become such a great horseman that I've developed any sort of relationship with any of my horses that I never have to use pressure. But my goal is always, am I using it effectively so that I could use it less and less? If all I ever do is use pressure to communicate or to manipulate my horse's body, then that's all I'm doing. I'm just manipulating their body. I can push them around and pull them around and all of that. But what I teach my horse in that process then is to look for the conversation to be over. You teach them to have a mindset of, what do I got to do to get you to stop doing that? What do I got to do to get you to stop tapping me with that stick? What do I got to do to get you to stop poking me with that spur? You know, what do I got to do for this to be over? And I don't want my horses thinking that when we're having our fun time, right? I want them thinking, wow, that was great. I wonder what I could do to cause that to happen again. So pressure teaches, but harmony reinforces, guys. So what I mean by harmony is that it's fun or pleasing to do the thing, right? Harmony happens in motion. Harmony isn't what happens when it's over. Harmony is what happens while we're doing the thing. Can I make it feel good to play with me, whether that's on the ground or in a riding situation? I want it to be pleasurable while it's happening. So one of the mindsets that I have around pressure is get in and get out, right? My goal is to use as much pressure as necessary, but no more than that, sooner, so that we can get to the pleasing place sooner. The more we are reliant on nagging pressure, which is just enough pressure to push them around, but without actually getting them sensitive or responsive to your pleasing communication, the more we do that, the more dull they become and the more pressure we're going to have to keep using in order to continue to get some kind of result, right? So the get in and get out policy should get you to pleasing sooner and more reliably. Now, in order for that to happen, I have to be willing to accept the results of what it looks like when I use too much pressure. And the way that I handle that is just by being ready and willing to apologize. Like, whoopsie, sorry about that. That was way too hard. That was way too, you know, quick. Whatever it is, I'm always reading the results, right? Paying attention to the results I get after I've used pressure to see if I was effective. And, you know, on some days I need to, you know, turn it up a little bit, and other days I need to turn it down a little bit. Either way, I need to have an understanding that pressure is a useful tool, but it's not the goal. Harmony is the goal, and there's no pressure in harmony, all right? It feels good to be in harmony with me, and the point of pressure is that it's annoying or uncomfortable, okay? That's the idea. So if your horse isn't visibly annoyed or bothered, then you're not using pressure. You're either dulling him to you, or maybe you're using some pleasing communication, experiencing some harmony. Either way, it's important for us to be present with which one we're doing and what the outcome is meant to be in that moment, right? So pay attention, slow down, pay closer attention, and read your results and adjust accordingly, right? It's just a series of experiments. Use your background, your education, your experience with that animal to make choices, give them the best possible deal, but be willing to accept it when, you know, you did too much or too little, and then make adjustments. That's all it is. Rinse, repeat forever and ever. Okay. Then the other thing is, you know, there's this meme going around I've seen on a lot of different social media platforms about, you know, do your horse a favor and, you know, train them so well that they would get along with anyone, so that if something happened to you and they needed to be rehomed, you know, that they'd have a better chance of, having a good life. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I wildly disagree with that. And the reason is that it has in it a mindset of, you know, teach your horse to be tolerant of assholes. And I'm never going to do that. My horses are not going to be responsive to everyone. They're going to be responsive to anyone who's, looking to understand them and offer them the kind of deal that they would like to have, but they're not going to be responsive to everyone. Would my horses be good for a lot of different jobs? Not at all. They are spoiled brats. they would not be suited to just any old person coming along and saddling up and wanting to, you know, go do a real job, whether that's, you know, checking fence or moving cattle or roping or, you know, whatever. They wouldn't be suited. And that the reason they wouldn't be suited to those jobs right away. Now, I think that somebody with those skill set in those areas could easily train my horses to do that. It's not that they're untrainable, but they do have an expectation that their opinion matters. And in order to train a horse to be suitable for anybody, you have to teach them that their opinion doesn't matter, right? That it's a mindset of blind obedience. I would no more teach my horse that she has to succumb to the wishes of whoever, whatever biped comes along, then I would teach my daughters that they don't have any, you know, autonomy in regards to their own bodies. Like, that's not my mindset at all, not even a little. So, you know, to each their own. I'm not saying that I'm right and everyone else is wrong, not even close to that. But please understand, there's a reason why I don't use my horses for teaching. Our relationships, my relationships with my horses are personal to me. We have secrets. You know, they know me better than any human could possibly, because they read me on an energetic level with no ego filter, to process my intentions through. It's all very pure, where, you know, humans, we have a more complicated relationships with. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt, guys. I know that my beliefs are unique to me because I am unique, right? The things that I believe to be true are conditioned in me based on my genetics and my life experiences. And if they resonate with you, I would sure love to be your horsemanship coach. If you've enjoyed this podcast or gotten anything out of it whatsoever, I would consider it a close personal favor. If you would like, comment, share on whatever platform you're listening to me on, I love speaking with you. Please reach out to me anytime you want to have a conversation with me, ask me questions, to get my take on something. coach@thecoachchristy.com is the best way to get a hold of me. Christy is spelled K-R-I-S-T-I. I would love to be your coach.